This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. This afternoon, the Dallas School Board is expected to name Interim Superintendent Michael Hinojosa the lone finalist to be the permanent school leader. He already had the job for 6 years before he left in 2011. Trustees who served with him when he was here offer their take on Michael Hinojosa 2.0. Michael Hinojosa left Dallas in 2011 with a mixed record after 6 years. Academic achievement improved, even though a lot more work was still needed. The district also struggled with a budget deficit of at least $64 million because Hinojosa's administration basically hired too many people without knowing it. He had to fire hundreds of teachers to help erase the red. He called the episode his biggest disappointment. It didn't, however, kill his passion for the job, something he still has.
I love this city, and I love this district. My parents came as immigrants to this community. They made a great difference. So it's personal. I know a lot of people here, and this is home. I know it comes with some peril as well. You know, if you make a mistake, it's very public.
Former trustee Ron Price, in office during Hinojosa's tenure, sees Dallas's last three turbulent years under Mike Miles as the mistake that needed fixing.
Right now, DSE needs a healer more than a superintendent. They don't need a yo-yo or, as you call it, the gun smoke saloon policy, the revolving door, someone always coming in and out, coming in and out.
Price says Hinojosa will bring needed stability. Former trustee Jerome Garza says he'll also bring good people skills.
Michael is an excellent communicator and an excellent listener. People found that he was very open and then would take action to streamline operations.
Last week, Hinojosa already announced some streamlining, eliminating 3 of 5 assistant superintendents. He said it would improve efficiency and communication. Leanne Ellis, another former school board member, welcomes good and fair communication. She warns Hinojosa must work equally well with all trustees to be effective. Playing favorites, she says, won't work.
Everybody's on the same level. And there were a few times when I worked with Hinojosa that I felt like I wasn't treated as equal as some of the other board members.
Support for Hinojosa's coronation seems overwhelming. Former Dallas School Board President Ken Zorns isn't surprised considering the alternatives.
If the interim right now is a candidate for the job and is one that the board is happy with, hell, they're not going to get any candidates, and it would simply be a waste of time and money to do a national search.
Finally, Zorns points out a $1.6 billion bond package will be on the ballot this fall, and the board needs an experienced leader to sell it to voters. Hinojosa did just that in 2008. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.